Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi directed a barrage of criticism against the U.S. and Taiwan on Thursday. Wang said U.S. sanctions against China had reached a level that was, quote, unbelievable. He also said U.S. President Joe Biden failed to make good on promises made during a meeting with Xi Jinping.
As for Taiwan, Wang referred to its January 13th presidential elections as a local election. Once again, he warned that anyone who supports Taiwan independence was meddling in China's internal affairs. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, President Tsai Ing-wen received a delegation of parliamentarians from Estonia. The delegation leader said that democracies like Taiwan and Estonia should band together to stand up against authoritarianism.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who reassumed his post last July, blasted the U.S. on the sideline of the National People's Congress.
Biden reiterated that the U.S. does not seek to start a new Cold War, to change the Chinese system, to suppress China's development, or to decouple from China. The promises it made have not been truly fulfilled. It is constantly renewing its methods of suppressing China. The crimes it wants to add to our list have reached an unbelievable level. If the U.S. continues saying one thing and doing another, where will its credibility lie?
Wang also took aim at Taiwan.
The elections in the Taiwan region are merely local elections within China. The results of the elections do not change the basic fact that Taiwan is part of China. If there are still people who condone and support Taiwan independence, they are challenging China's sovereignty. If any country insists on maintaining official relations with the Taiwan region, the country is interfering in China's internal affairs.
Estonia and Taiwan has a similar issue. Every day, we are being pressurized by an aggressive, bigger neighbor who doesn't believe in democracy, who doesn't believe in the freedom of speech and no other, actually, freedom in the world. And they will do by any means to abolish our democratic states. And this is a thing that the axis of evil of global authoritarian regimes have put their backs together to fight democracy. But we have to put our backs together to stand for democracy.
The head of Estonia's Parliamentary Friendship Group for Taiwan said that China and Russia were the axis of evil. He also praised Taiwan for standing up against oppression and extending a helping hand to Ukraine.
It reflects how we are in the front line against authoritarianism, especially since Estonia is near Ukraine, and Ukraine is facing Russia's war of aggression. Estonia also supports Ukraine's commitment to defend democracy. It's just like how Taiwan is defending its democracy in the face of China's authoritarianism.
As China continues its wolf warrior diplomacy, it's only widening the gulf between itself and democratic nations.
Next month marks the 45th anniversary of the Taiwan Relations Act. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged continued support for Taiwan.
Speaking on the Senate floor, he underscored the importance of maintaining U.S. influence in the Indo-Pacific. He said that the U.S.-Taiwan partnership had become important to the world as an indicator of American credibility.
In the 45 years since Congress passed the Taiwan Relations Act, our friends on the island have continued to write an incredible story of resilience.
April will mark 45 years since the passage of the Taiwan Relations Act. At the U.S. Senate on Wednesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell delivered a speech stressing the importance of U.S.-Taiwan relations.
And the U.S.-Taiwan partnership has become an increasingly important indicator of bipartisan American resolve at a time when our allies and adversaries alike doubt the credibility of our commitments.
McConnell said that over the past 45 years, Taiwan had established a strong democracy and a robust civil society. He said that after Washington abandoned its allies in Afghanistan and amid its slow assistance to Ukraine, the U.S.'s relationship with Taiwan is seen as a test of American credibility. As Taiwan modernizes its military, he said, U.S. investment in Taiwan's defense would show Indo-Pacific allies that Washington recognizes the significance of the region.
and of the strategic competition unfolding out there, a competition America cannot afford to neglect. After all, the PRC is certainly not neglecting it.
McConnell warned that China's reported military spending had doubled since 2015 and that it had announced an additional 7.2% increase in defense spending this year. He said that the PRC was showing that it's prepared to redraw maps by force. He said that as Congress considers annual defense appropriations, it should prioritize standing by our friends, standing up to our adversaries, and investing in the military capacity to do both.
China has announced a 7.2% increase to defense spending in 2024, taking the total to $232 billion.
Amid high cross-strait tensions, Taiwan has ramped up night flight training for Air Force pilots, and it plans to add an emergency runway in the east. It also plans to expand its computerized war games in this year's Hanguang exercises.
Taiwan's biggest military drills of the year, the Hanguang, comprise a tabletop component and live fire exercises. Amid the rising Chinese threat, this year's computerized war games will be lengthened from 5 days to 8. This year will mark the second time since 2021 that the tabletop drills last more than a week.
Just now I mentioned that the computer simulation portion of the Hanguang will last longer, and that's because of the enemy threat. The situation is quite clear to all. How will this situation continue to develop? We'll set up potential scenarios and base our training on that.
Conscripts are set to join this year's live fire drills. Not only that, the Air Force has ramped up its nighttime flight training and plans to add an emergency runway in the east.
When we look to add an emergency runway, the guiding principle is that a local government or relevant authority first has to be about to build a road. Only then will we see if this road is suitable as a landing strip in wartime. The relevant details still need to be discussed. We will continue to communicate with relevant government agencies.
Taiwan is ramping up its combat capabilities as China continues its military expansion. Beijing has announced a 7.2% increase to 2024 defense spending, which will now total $232 billion.
The first principle that our military abides by is that we will not engage in an arms race. Our enemy is big and we are small. They are strong and we are weak. These are uncontested facts, but we have to strengthen ourselves and train in every aspect. Regarding the delays in arms shipments, overseas military procurement always comes with a degree of difficulty, but currently everything is progressing smoothly.
Through domestic arms production and overseas procurement, Taiwan is working to strengthen combat readiness to keep China in check across the strait.
A huge sinkhole opened up in Tainan on Wednesday, swallowing a parked truck and disrupting traffic. The sinkhole was located at Tainan's West Central District between Ufei Street and Ximen Road, Section 1.
It measured 15 meters long, 5 meters wide, and 3 meters deep. No injuries were reported. The drama heightened when a construction crane was sent to lift out the truck. During the rescue attempt, the crane tilted and crashed, damaging a traffic light and a police car. According to a preliminary investigation, the sinkhole was caused by faulty construction work at a site nearby. All construction has been ordered to a halt until the investigation into the sinkhole is complete. Have you ever heard of the Giant Turtle King tradition? This Lantern Festival custom is a way for wealthy people to give back to their community. Every year, a Giant Turtle King is constructed by the local temple made of rice. It is given to a volunteer who will distribute the rice to those in need.
The following year, the owner of the turtle must pay for an even larger turtle to be created. The largest turtle in Jiayi is made at Xiantian Temple in Dongshi Township. After many years, this giant turtle king has grown to truly grand proportions. Let's head to Jiayi to find out more.
The giant turtle king sits on a forklift truck and slowly exits the temple square, surrounded by the clamor of drums and cymbals. Behind him come countless tractors and heavy goods vehicles in a grand procession. This year, the turtle's owner is this transportation company owner.
They say that if you receive the giant turtle king, you will have a year of good fortune, so I thought I'd give it a try. We had about 20-something tractors and 7 or 8 construction vehicles because I run a transportation company. All the vehicles are out there on the roads, so I thought we could pray for their safety, pray they will all go out safely and have no issues and come home safe.
The rice turtle weighs 33,888 catties this year. After receiving the turtle for the year, the owner must spend $1 million or more to reconstruct the turtle next year, and it must be heavier than ever. It's too much of a financial burden for most locals, so it's mostly a task that has fallen to company directors in recent years. The task is allotted through divination. 2 candidates put themselves forward this year. With 2 positive divination results, Mr. Liu was clearly chosen by the god as the patron of the turtle.
Our deity Qianshui said that the giant turtle king must be allowed to keep growing, so it will get bigger and bigger. The god is protecting us, keeping the whole company thriving. We don't mind spending a little money to repay him for that.
The giant turtle made of rice has been temporarily placed in an empty yard at Mr. Liu's company. They've set up a tent just for him. On an auspicious day chosen by the temple, the turtle will be cut open and the white rice inside will be distributed to orphanages, charity groups, and people in need, a blessing for the community.
TSMC's rapid global expansion is raising concerns. A Taiwan lawmaker asked on Thursday if Taiwan could lose its top chip company gradually due to offshoring.
A government official replied that TSMC is committed to keeping its advanced processes in Taiwan.
Japan is hoping that TSMC will become the 21st century version of the black ships, that TSMC can help Japan emerge from the lost 30 years. Could this not lead to the offshoring of TSMC, the pride of Taiwan's chip industry? Lawmaker, this is not offshoring. This is a simultaneous expansion of production. TSMC is very proactive about expanding capacity, not just in Kaohsiung, but potentially in the Central Taiwan Science Park as well.
On the Taiwan Stock Exchange, TSMC opened high and closed up at 3.4% at 760 NT. The broader index also moved higher on Thursday, closing up at 19,693 points, on record turnover of 505.6 billion NT. Power prices are set to rise in April, reportedly by an average of 10%. During a hearing at the Legislative Yuan, Economics Minister Wang Meihua said that government subsidies may be used to cushion the blow.
According to the National Development Council, an average rate hike of 10% would push up the consumer price index by as much as 0.3 percentage points.
Taiwan's Electricity Price Review Committee will meet at the end of the month to decide on rate adjustments from April onward. Rumors are swirling of a 10% increase. Economics Minister Wang Meihua said the committee would seek to ensure Tai Power's financial stability without triggering rampant inflation.
Our considerations include Tai Power's current financial situation and the stability of the power supply, but our priority will be securing government subsidies.
As of the end of last year, Tai Power had 382.6 billion NT in accumulated losses. It estimates an additional loss of 188.7 billion NT this year. Even with potential government subsidies, officials say a power price hike in April will be inevitable. According to the National Development Council, a 10% increase would raise the consumer price index by up to 0.3 percentage points, bringing the annual inflation rate to around 2%.
When it comes to electricity pricing, you also have to consider the direct impact to inflation and people's livelihoods.
One lawmaker said the rate hike would have far-reaching effects, with landlords raising rents and businesses hiking prices as a preemptive tactic. The lawmaker said that residential power rates should be frozen.
Salaries are not keeping up with rising costs. Do you really want to drive inflation even higher? Tai Power's accumulated losses and its ongoing losses this year are truly creating an enormous financial pressure.
According to reports, industrial power rates are set to go up by more than 10%. Even so, officials say Taiwan's power rates are low compared to major countries worldwide. They said they will consider several price proposals based on national usage patterns, with an eye on limiting the impact on inflation.
Inflation is running hot again. The Consumer Price Index came in at 3.08% in February, up from 1.79% in January. The rate is well above the 2% inflation target set by the central bank.
It's also the highest in 19 months. Let's hear from the statistics agency.
Mainly due to Spring Festival, the CPI growth rate in February stood at 3.08%, the highest in 19 months. The cost of 17 government-monitored household necessities rose by 3.17%.
According to the official, seasonal factors played a role in inflation, as Spring Festivals pushed up prices. The cost of fruit, meat, dining out, and tour services went up due to higher demand. Food inflation rose 4.49%. Medicine and healthcare moved higher by 3.16%. Today, we take you to meet Guan Chen, the founder of Taiwan's only zero-waste fashion brand. She upcycles denim and biodegradable materials to create clothing.
To raise awareness of the impact of fast fashion, Chen is holding a zero-waste fashion exhibition showcasing her newest designs, along with a series of DIY classes. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang takes us in for a look.
Coats, jackets, bags, accessories, dresses, and skirts all are made of upcycled denim and biodegradable materials. They were stitched together by hand by women from disadvantaged backgrounds. This is Taiwanese designer Quan Chen. Her brand is the only zero-waste fashion brand in Taiwan.
Using 100% non-electricity into making this garment, so which means 100% made by hands for 2 weeks in a row, and then we applying the ocean pieces and using zero-waste fabric and piece it by piece, make it into this Japanese kimono. 2023, we total upcycle 30,000 of jeans, and also we're helping 20 women in their career and making our garments, as well as since our fashion show was really successful, we influenced millions of audience to pay attention about fashion industry.
The exhibition is also showcasing 50 facts about fast fashion. Visitors can also bring the poster home with them.
The textile and fashion industry is the second largest source of pollution in the world. To raise awareness of this issue, Chen is holding a fashion exhibition. It showcases the latest collections designed by both Chen and Taiwanese artist Yao Ruizhong. There are also artworks from artist Liu Wenshen.
We really want to make this exhibition to the loudest to make sure people know that if you can change your purchase behavior, be a conscious consumer, things will change. So we combine our work with two really famous artists in Taiwan, and one is called Yao Ruizhong. So he's really famous in the ocean calligraphy painting. We really want to talk about the ocean pollution, about you know, the fashion industry. And also there's Mia, artist. So she usually applying the old artist painting and then make it into the brand new work.
The exhibition will also hold a series of DIY courses teaching people how to make cell phone lanyards and dinosaur keychains. There's also a poster showing 50 facts about the fashion industry.
Demonstrate 50 facts about sustainable fashion industry and fashion industry, about how it pollute the ocean and also air pollution or carbon footprint and human fair trade. So welcome to come here, find out all different kinds of facts about fashion industry, and you can take home with you.
The fashion exhibition will be held till April at a shopping mall in Dazhi. Chen hopes to introduce more people to zero-waste fashion to help with the greening of the fashion industry. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang and Yang Kai in Taipei.
Every day when it hits 3 p.m., a line starts to form in front of a sausage stall in Yunling's Tuku Township. Happy customers stand off to the side, stuffing themselves with bites of sausage alternating with fresh garlic.
The owner, Zhang Huangshuo, used to work at a restaurant in Taipei, but came back to Tuku to be with his aging mother. For his business, he developed a unique cooking method, at once grilling and frying the sausage.
The first impression of this roadside stall is of a crush of customers, basking in the smell of barbecuing meat as they wait. Some of them even came from Kaohsiung, especially for this stall. Unlike most sausage vendors, this one has a square pan of oil along half of the grill where the links are lightly fried.
They're less likely to burn this way. If you grill them under a flame, the surface is usually charred while the inside doesn't cook enough.
Not only that, but Zhang Huangshuo also swaps the traditional pig intestine casing for sheep intestine. He gets fresh pork every morning, which he minces with medicinal seasoning, an herbal spice mix, cinnamon, sorghum liquor, and some other secret ingredients.
It's pretty good, crispy. The casing is crisp and the meat is springy.
Zhang used to work at a restaurant in Taipei, but returned to Tuku Township in Yunling to be with his aging mother. Starting again from zero, he asked elders in town for their advice. The result is a bit of tradition mixed with Zhang's own innovation.
I couldn't stand that Mum was getting older and living alone, so we moved back here and started a business.
Zhang has appeased the most discerning of palates for over 20 years now, winning over fans from near and far.